When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That commentary is wild. First of all, remind me the context of the Rams, baby.
Rams. It was... I won a Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show with it. We were talking about something having to do with the NFL. Maybe it was like helmets or something. Something that doesn't really matter, but I was extremely excited to win.
Welcome to Gwen and Chris on this Friar Friday. Also, City Connect Day for the pods. Of course, today, the big deal here on Gwen and Chris is that Manny Machado will join us at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. Get to celebrate him on his recent milestone of 2,000 hits and get a chance to maybe get into the head of what it was like before and leading up to and what the future holds for Manny in this game. We'll get a chance to sit down with him, which will be pretty cool, dear Scrape.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. And unfortunately for Chris, he's taken two vacations during the Manny Machado interview. But I mean, it's not like we knew this was going
to
happen.
He's not allowed to ever really complain that he never gets to, we never get to interview these type of guys because
now we are.
Here we are, and he's not here. And so, it's a big old hang with him for Mr. Ello.
Yes,
Do you want to explain to people where you're at? I'm sure they have questions with kind of where you're at. You haven't really explained that yet. They see the wires behind me, so they know exactly where I'm at right now.
I'm in the loft at Petco Park. So when you get here, when the park's open, if you want to come up to the loft and say hi, you can. But I have been running around like a chicken with my head cut off today, and I'm sweating like crazy.
Is it hot up there? Is it air conditioned?
It's not
there?
Too bad, although I did pull up my jeans so that I have shorts now. I have jorts on, because it's so hot. And
I've seen my partner pull that move off too, with the
who,
jeans.
Jesse?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
when it gets hot, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Pull them up, all that. And so, I haven't been over to the loft yet.
It's nice.
I haven't got a chance to get over there yet. I'm gonna have to do that here at some point.
It's really nice. They remodeled everything. There's new light fixtures. There's great furniture. There's a bunch of games. It's really nice.
Yes. No, everybody has. Everybody has been over there except for me. So I know everybody else is kind of up to date on what it looks like. Padres get the victory yesterday to split the 4-game set with the Arizona Diamondbacks. Much needed victory. Padres. Offense looked better yesterday. That was definitely a thing. They got to the magic number of 4 that has been very fruitful for the Padres when they score 4 runs. And so they're looking to try to continue that. 3 tough, grimy matchups here. Ranger Suarez tonight. Mr. Zach Wheeler, game 2. That game will, I believe, a national televised game, but you can get Jesse and I here on Saturday. And then on Sunday, we get to see Christopher Sanchez, which was so lovely to see him in the last time we saw him in Philadelphia.
You said you had, like some sort of PTSD watching a lefty-on-lefty matchup last time you saw Christopher Sanchez because he was so filthy.
Just sinker. Like, you feel like you just constantly, like, stuck in here because the ball is just, whoo. And it's just about, like, trying to, it's just, yeah, it's, and then he's throwing a slider, like, on the opposite side. He's got, like, this thing going. This is what you're seeing at the plane. Right?
So, you're just seeing it cross each other.
Right. So, not fun. But nonetheless, somebody, you know, the job's got to be done at some by somebody. And so, Padres will take their shot tonight. 6:40 matchup here. Some good things coming out of that series, Grape. I think Xander's recent play is not just a blip at this point. He's starting to really swing the bat. 373 with an OPS of 1,000 in the last 19 games. But he's had some extra base hits. He's made a lot, and I've been saying this for a while, and I know I was looking crazy for a little bit. He's been making a lot of loud outs or hard outs for a minute here. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't as frequent as he's doing it now, but you saw it. You can kind of see some of it on the balls he was making outs on. But I think that's been a nice little boost here, and hopefully a good thing moving forward for the Padres offense.
I saw him say after the game last night that his hard hit balls are just mostly when runners in scoring position are going right to guys. And I think he hit that ball last night in the first inning or his first at bat, 107 or 109 right at the left fielder. And that's what you've taught me. And it's pay attention to how well they're hitting the ball, how hard they're hitting the ball, not about where the ball is going. Because if you're hitting the ball at 109 miles an hour, you're seeing the ball well. You're squaring it up.
And if you keep hitting it like that, eventually you're going to find some outfield grass. You're going to click one the right way. It's going to have some little more loft on it. You hit that at the same kind of velocity. So good things for him there. Gavin Sheets continues to be extremely impressive against left-handed pitching. He's hitting better quite right now if you look at the splits, he's looking better. Against lefties, not looking better. His numbers are slightly better against lefties, but really no difference, which is great. You could throw him against lefties and righties, and I think at this point you got to think this is the real deal. We are in July. We are beyond halfway of the season, and he is where would the Padres be without Gavin Sheets at this point?
There's a couple guys you could say about like that on this team. I mean, where would they be without Nick Pivetta? But Gavin Sheets, he has 17 hits in his past 40 at-bats against lefties and is batting .289 against them this season, which is 121 points higher than his average against them in his first four seasons. So either my thought when I first read this stat was like, is it the coaching of the Padres that's helping him out? Is it the hitting coach Victor Rodriguez helping him out? Or his time with the White Sox just a bad team?
No, it's funny you brought this up because I had this exact conversation with Victor the other day, and talking about Gavin, he was saying how, you know, Gavin recognized the changes he needed to make on his own after the season with the White Sox, and for him to then sign with the Padres and be aligned in what he needed to fix along with his new hitting coach, happened to be Victor Rodriguez, is like, it's like hitting the jackpot, because that doesn't always happen. As a free agent, I'm going in, I'm like, because, you know, I just experienced what I experienced with the White Sox. So on my own, I don't have a team at this point. On my own, I'm like, all right, these are the things I need to work. I go all off season, I work on those things, I sign with the Padres, and then I get to spring training, and I have a new hitting coach. Fortunately for me, this hitting coach happened to be my dad's roommate on multiple occasions, as when they were coming up. And, you know, there was a trust there. And so, I mean, that doesn't happen all the time. You guys sign with new teams, and it's like kind of you're on your own until you're not, you know. That he just hasn't had that. And so it's been all part of it in terms of his success this season so far. Also tonight, I think, Scraby, you mentioned earlier, Ryan Burgert makes his return off the IL. Remember how good he had been prior to taking that line drive off the elbow. See how his start goes tonight. But, yeah, you know, look, does seem like starting to get a little bit more healthier as these days go along. Michael King making some progress as these days go along.
He threw a full bullpen yesterday.
He did indeed. He did indeed. And so Darvish looks like, you know, he's on schedule. He'll pitch tomorrow. So, you know, these are positive signs as you start to get to the break. I think two out of three here would be a even better sign going into break against these three particular pitchers. You win two out of three. Yeah, that could be a nice little boost going into break.
That would be an amazing boost going into the break. And Jackson Merrill last night had three walks, and after the game he said he hates walking because he's a hitter, but he knows it helps the team, so he's going to do it. But as a hitter yourself, Tony, when you start seeing the ball well enough to get a bunch of walks, does that mean he's making strides in seeing the ball better, or is it just a circumstance? Because it's like the pitcher yesterday, I was like, you can't walk Jackson Merrill right now because Jackson Merrill is striking out, and they did three times, and it really helped the team.
I think it's good for him right now. I mean, considering he was chasing some of those pitches up out of the zone. I know he doesn't like to walk, but at the same time, when you are not seeing it well and you're swinging at strikes, that's also, you know, not a good thing for you as well. So I think he recognized it. You could tell he was like, I'd rather be hitting in his mind, but you know, instead he'll take the walks because at the end of the day, he's a winner. He wants to help his team win. And so those walks, do indeed come in handy. All right, let's get the break. We're off to the races. As we mentioned earlier, Manny Machado will join us in the 3 o'clock hour. However, when we return, Fernando Tatis Jr. getting a little help. Yep, someone real close to him is having an impact. We'll discuss on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No, I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
2:16 on the clock. Could you stop, please? What are you doing? What are you doing?
I like to dance to the rejoin music.
Is that what that was? You look like you are cold.
I actually look like the penguin or something. Oh my god! Can I stop this right now? Because I heard you and Jesse the other day talking about Dave Marcus looking like the penguin, and it made me cry laughing. Like, it made me cry laughing. Does Dave not appreciate that?
Plead the fifth. nonetheless, Fernando looked fantastic last night. Great game. Really could have had two homers. He got one snatched from him. But our little piece in Kevin Acey's little newsletter, I believe it was, said Pops is in town. Yes, senior. Fernando Tatis Sr. in town, lending a helping hand. I can relate to that a little bit, man. Having someone you trust, you know, is going to shoot it to you straight. And, oh, there it is. It has just happened. Adrian Mordejon is going to the All-Star game. We were talking about this. Later on in the show, you'll get a chance to hear this.
That's great, because I said, should he make the All-Star team?
Yes, okay. He should, and we said he should. And you'll get a chance to hear us say, he's got to be. And sure enough.
This is breaking news from 97.3 The Fan. Yes.
We'll be breaking it now, but later on in the show, we'll be talking as if it hasn't happened yet. Pay no mind to that. Nonetheless, he is going to Atlanta, the ATL, with his four other teammates. Padres now have, you got it, five All-Stars. Get my hand in the camera there. Five. Big deal, man. They kind of got us off a little sidetrack, but I think it's worth the sidetrack.
Totally.
My man is balling this year, having an absolute phenomenal season. Right now, rocking a 1.71 ERA. He's got 45 appearances. That's one off of Jason Adam, who seems like he's got a billion of them bad boys.
He does.
Both of those guys, he got a 1.74. But back to Mordejon, because we've already done the praising of Adam. 42 innings. He's pitched in, I mean, every which way. He's pitched in an early kind of shift inning. He's pitched in a late one. He's closed. Opponents hitting a measly 172 against Mordejon, man.
He's pretty good.
This is another guy that the Padres have helped develop to this point. You know, this is a
for
a
all you
guy
people
coming
out there that say they don't develop anyone. Here it is.
The track record is starting to turn. You're seeing some more guys come up here and be contributors at a big league level. That conversation might have to be had again. But congratulations, man. Adrian Mordejon. It's a testament to the bullpen, right? Mordejon, Adam Suarez. And shoot, if Jeremiah didn't have that kind of little small patch where he was off, they might have another one going. It might be all Padres in that bullpen.
That would be incredible. Just one Padre after another coming out of the bullpen. I'm glad
we talked about this a little. I just want to bring it up one more time. This is another sign that this isn't your grandparents' Padres. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Like, this happened last time they had, you know, they had this many when they went to the NLCS that year. They had that many back in 1998 when they went to a World Series. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
I see where you're going with this.
These things don't happen by chance. Like, your team has to build that kind of momentum in order to get that many guys in that bad boy. I don't care that some of these, two of these selections are coming after someone else couldn't go. It doesn't matter. They still, I didn't, the funny thing is, there was about four guys added yesterday. And a lot of them were relievers. And so that just shows you how many guys are having great years. You don't just slide into these spots here. You know what I'm saying? Especially getting voted in like this.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, like, because I know people are going to be like, who cares, five guys in the All-Star game. They're not doing what they need to do on a day-to-day basis. But that's a pretty big deal,
that's
and
stupid.
These guys are pitching well. These guys are doing good things. They don't become All-Stars because they're bad, and they can only go forward and get better.
Right. Anyway, congratulations to Adrian Moynihan. Let's go back to Toddy. Now, senior in the building. So often, I read you the excerpt out of the article. So often, when Tatis starts to find his way out of a slump, he, as he appears to be doing on this homestand, going 8-for-25 with a double, a triple, and a home run, we find out he had a certain visitor. Just working, Tatis said yesterday. Better approach at the plate, working with the hitting coaches, working with my pops. He was here, so I'm just trying to find the best way. The elder Tatis, a former major leaguer, of course, has been a big influence, harshest critic, and most trusted teacher. Arrived in San Diego at the start of the homestand, and boom, what do you know, 8-for-25. It's a daily conversation, Tatis said, without elaborating anymore. He was being very close to the vest, as I can understand, seeing stuff, feeling the game, seeing how I'm being pitched, and better adjustments mechanically. Makes sense. It does, man. There's something about getting a chance to like work with your pops. You know, I think Toddy's dad's probably like much like my dad. He doesn't want to step on anybody's toes. He respects the hitting coaches here, so he ain't going to just be popping up all the time. And so when he does get a chance and, you know, they open the door for it or he gets a chance to kind of to work, it's a bonus, man, because no one knows you better.
Yeah, I have to give you props real quick because yesterday we made a bet in the Daily Gambit. Would Fernando or Manny have a home run? Would you make a bet? And you said, Fernando, book it, going to have a home run. And he did have a home run. And then Manny had a home run a little bit later. So both of them hit the bet. And then Fernando almost had another home run. And I like what he said about his second ball getting robbed. He said, basically, like, you live by the sword, you die by the sword.
Yeah, you know, I do that to people. It's going to happen to me, too, on the other end sometimes. But, yeah, man, he's it looks like he might be starting to turn the corner. I mean, is it bad? We started to see this a little bit. It got a little cold there for a sec, but some good pitching that he ran into. And so seeing him kind of – and listen, this the Philly staff – They could send you down that path. You know what I'm saying? You got to. And so these three games for me will be all about if the Padres can be disciplined in the zone, because these guys, all three of these guys, are already going to be tough enough. And as long as you aren't helping, I think you give yourself a better chance if you're just swinging at balls in the zone. May not necessarily be where you want them with these three guys, right? Because they're pretty good at throwing it where they want. And so, you know, it may be one of those situations where I think it'll be one of those situations where you got to take what these pitchers give you and try to make it work. And on the flip side, you're going to need your pitchers to throw up some zeros. Their offense is not one to be played with either.
No, and you keep hearing Mike Schultz say that they need to be stingier. They need to be stingier, and
that's what he's referring to. That's exactly what he's referring to. Like when I get it, it's not. I keep saying it. I know for a fact. I've done it. It's not easy. It's even harder now, but it is the job. It's the task, and if you're gonna beat a team like that, you got to be really good and really stingy at that part of the game. That sets up everything else. If you're not putting any pressure on him, they're not going to feel it. Then you're just hoping he has a bad day. Because with these three guys, that doesn't happen often. So why not? Or not why not, but that's what has to be done. It's just you got to, as Mike is saying, you got to be stingy. You can't give them any help. The umpire is going to give them help. You don't. That's inadvertent. Maybe will give you some help too, but you can't be the one giving them help. Be stingy, as he says.
Yeah, and this is a good test for them because these are the type of pitchers you're going to see in the playoffs. These are the type of pitchers that you're going to have to go through late in the year when big games are happening. And so, I don't know. Is there anything about it facing these guys at home rather than the road, or is there anything there with that? Because obviously they were on the road.
Yeah, you ain't been to Philly before, have you?
I've never been to a Phillies game, but yeah, I've been to Philly.
Yeah, no, they definitely, you'll definitely like facing them here versus facing them there.
Because people are cheering for you rather than, like, shouting obscenities
at
you?
Hometown. The Padres clearly, I think the record, the proof is in the record. Padres are a way better team at home than they are on the road.
It's a complete night and day difference.
Yeah, no, it's a complete night and day. What are they, 29-17 at home, 21-26 on the road? So, yes, they'd rather place the Phillies. And maybe the starting pitchers don't have as good of numbers on the road versus what they have at home.
I don't know. Zach Wheeler's pretty good anywhere he goes.
Yeah, no. not him. Everybody but him.
I'm pretty excited to see Yu Darvish versus Zach Wheeler tomorrow just because Yu is coming back off the injury and he you know, he pitched pretty well in his return. And Zach Wheeler is the Cy Young favorite.
I'm not going to lie. I can't get the sight of Schwarber going in the second deck off of.
Oh, that's right. That's right. You know, Adam's on the board right now.
I'm looking out there right now how far that is. Yeah. That's going to be something that I don't know. Have they faced each other in this building since?
I can't answer that question for you. I can't answer that question for you. But, I mean, like, that's right. Adam and I were there. Ben and Woods, we were all sitting in, like, the left field foul line. And when we saw that hit, we were all like, whoa.
That had to be a pretty cool angle from that point of view.
We all just looked at each other like, what? what?
If you go back and listen to my call, that's exactly how I sounded, like flummoxed, that a ball went up. I've never seen that before. It was crazy.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
And
it was in a game.
Anything signifying it out there?
No.
It's like the longest home run in Petco Park history?
No.
They don't have a big Kyle Schwarber chair out there or something?
I mean, it's part of the history of the stadium. No one's ever gone up there. You should, like, maybe put a red seat out there or a blue seat or something.
You know, actually, Adam just told me that he has your call.
Okay, let's play the call real quick, and then we'll go to break.
Here's Schwarber, top of the order. Swings at the first pitch and hits it a mile to deep right field. Soto not going to move. That might find the upper deck. My goodness, it did. Kyle Schwarber just yanked one out to the upper deck in right field at Petco Park. I don't know that I've ever seen a ball land up there in a game before. 2-0 Philadelphia in the top of the sixth inning.
Well, you weren't on that, but you were so.
I came in just after that, and I was like shocked.
The seriousness in Jesse's voice just tells you how far that ball went. He was like, "I think Soto's not moving. I think this is going second deck."
Oh my Lord! Yeah. So anyway, that's tomorrow. I mean, that's not tomorrow. Darvish is pitching tomorrow.
Yes. Yes.
Hopefully, we don't see that at all. All right, let's get to break. On the other side, Mike Shield is spoke with Ben was it Ben and Woods? Yeah, Ben and Woods earlier this morning for their coaches talk that they have every week. We'll get a chance to hear some of that on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here's Schwarber, top of the order. Swings at the first pitch and hits it a mile to deep right field. Soto not going to move. That might find the upper deck. My goodness, it did. Kyle Schwarber just yanked one out to the upper deck in right field at Petco Park. I don't know that I've ever seen a ball land up there in a game before. 2-0 Philadelphia in the top of the sixth inning.
I have never seen a ball hit up in that territory. You got to remember, the second deck in right field is pushed back 488 feet to right field. My gosh.
the shock the shock of you guys is hilarious, and it speaks volumes for how far that ball was hit. Welcome back to Gwynn and Chris. Tony Gwynn Jr. in the Petco booth. I am in the loft, Matt Scraby. We're going to be heading down to talk with Manny Machado around 3 p.m. That's what it's scheduled for. So right here, we're going to be talking, we're going to be hearing from Mike Schilt. He was on with Ben and Woods this morning, and I found out that Ben actually went to went on vacation a little bit early today throughout the show. So Ben taking off, it was Woods and Mike Schilt. So we'll get to that in just a second. But do you think that you, Darvish, like, not thinks about it with Schwarber?
I'm sure he's not forgotten.
So you think when Schwarber gets in that box, he's like, I need to strike.
I don't think he's thinking about it when he gets in the box, but I'm sure every time Schwarber's name, that doesn't go away. You'll forget that.
You definitely don't.
Like, I'll
forget
never
it.
Forget facing Chapman and him throwing 105. Like, that memory and feel will never go away.
When you faced Chapman and you saw that 105, by the way, Tony faced the fastest pitch in Major League history, and you fouled a couple off, so that was cool. Did the ball, like, and I say that, like,
no,
not
go
making
ahead.
Fun of you. I say that not making fun of you. I mean, you faced the fastest pitch in Major League Baseball history. I don't think anyone was
going to be able to
hit.
Go ahead.
Okay.
What do you say?
So was the ball, like, sizzling as it came by? Did you feel the heat of it?
I don't know if you can feel the heat. It was whistling, though. You can hear the seams, like.
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, it was. I remember facing them that time, and I remember facing them maybe the next year when I was with the Dodgers. And it might have been 2 years later. And he threw a fastball. He wasn't throwing 100 at this point. He was like 99. And he threw a fastball that I, like, started to swing. And I, if I didn't, if I was one of the guys that, like, didn't have a knob on my bat, oh, he would explode in my hand, for sure. It hit the it hit the knob of the bat. And
really,
I can't remember if it ended up going fair or not. But I just remember thinking to myself, I almost lost my hand right there. Like, it almost exploded.
What? How do you approach an at-bat like that? Knowing the guy's just going to throw heat, you just try to pick a spot and swing?
You have to honestly, with a guy throwing that hard, remember, Chap, he'll lose a couple, like, high, you know? With a guy like that, you just kind of, like, you have to first remove, like, the fear. Because the human element is, like, a guy's throwing that hard, he's thrown up a couple. You got to, like, not think about it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
Pretend like he's got the greatest command ever. He's going to be here, here, and here. Because, you know, most of the pitchers at this level do have that. And so, lefty on left, you got to kind of remove whatever hesitations you have. Because if you have any, it's a wrap. And you just kind of go from there.
If anybody wants to see this at-bat, it's all over YouTube. So just type in Tony Gwynn Jr. versus Aroldis Chapman into YouTube, and I'm sure you'll be able to find it. But you should go find it, actually, because it's fun.
I don't think you need to go find it. It was nothing to see unless you wanted to see 105 blown by somebody. It's just, you know, you see this every day. You don't need to see this as a regular at-bat.
I don't think this is an indication of you as a hitter.
I'm not saying it is. I'm just saying you're getting on YouTube to see just him throwing 105. There's nothing else to it.
Okay. No one go watch that video, okay? All right, Mike Shildt, from this morning, here's what happened earlier today on the manager's report of Mike Shildt, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925, and here's what happened on Mike Shildt being asked about facing so much tough pitching.
Yeah, it's the game, it's the league, you know, we got a good club too, and,
yep.
Philly does, they got really good pitching, they got, you know, really good offense, and, you know, they're strong ball club that's, you know, been a perennial playoff team the last several years and made deep runs. And but yeah, it's a good chance to go compete. We love competing.
All right, that was Mike Shildt talking about that. I mean, I could think that it's got to be annoying and frustrating for a team who just continually faces these great pitching performances. And I know that I'm not a professional baseball player, but it annoys me from home. So I got to imagine that it irks a couple of those guys down there. They keep facing these guys.
Listen, no one down there wants to be considered a sucker by their own teammates. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm sure everybody has thought it in their mind. Like, dang, man, we are facing some tough pitching. But no one is out, like, vocally saying, man, I'm tired of facing good pitchers. No one's doing that. Like, that's not how these dudes are cut. Like, they're going to go out, and they're going to compete. And they're going to go out and try to win a game. And so is the other team. And so, like, it's just, I get the sentiment, like, as a fan being irritated at, dang, can we catch a break? Like, can we get a 4 or 5 guy, like, one time? Instead of seeing everybody's best? I get the sentiment. But end of the day, I guess at the end of the day that's not how these guys are wired. So it's not even a thought. Like, Ranger Suarez's day, how are we going to find a way to beat his, you know what? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's how
it's
they're
Patuti.
Looking
it's
at
Patuti.
It. Right,
it's
right,
Patuti.
Right. That's how they're looking at it. And that's how they have to look at it. That's the only way you're going to go out. And I actually think that, you know, in some ways, and I get it, right, because pitching is so much better. It's hard. It's better velocity, better spin. But back in the era I played in, like, it was like you didn't, no matter who it was, it didn't matter if it was Roger Clemens, like, you just didn't give him no credit. Like, you were just like, I don't care what he's got. I'm about to do this today, right? And you just had to kind of, like, it's a mental game, because if you step into that box and there's any piece of you that's like, oh, man, this guy's really good, you're going to have to, yeah, like, all right, tip your cap.
You shouldn't be playing professional baseball then.
It's going to be a long day for you that day. I'm not saying that you're not a human, there's not a human piece to it where you might have that thought. It's just if you're not confident up there, as we've seen from guys, when you're not confident, it's tough. It's a tough game.
Mike Schill was also asked about, we've talked about Jackson Merrill earlier, getting three walks last night and walking more as of late, and Bennett Woods asked Mike Schill about Jackson Merrill right now.
Well, probably a couple things. I mean, first of all, you're right. It's Jackson's, you know, he's struggled more than he's ever struggled in his career. Jackson rightfully, clearly came to the big leagues last year and was ready for it.
Yep.
But that is also, and more players, and this is the slippery slope of player development, is making sure guys get here. And quite frankly, and I didn't understand this until I was in player development early in my player development career, which, you know, I was in player development for a long time, and we had a farm director by the name of Gary LaRock, and Gary would be like, you know, it's good for them to struggle. I'm like, no, it's not. They need confidence. but he was right. It was good for them to struggle. And I've seen guys that end up being really good all-star caliber players and in some cases on a trajectory to Hall of Fame struggle in their player development career, minor league career. That was brutal for them in double A or triple A or A ball. And, you know, we always look to push guys a little bit further than they were maybe ready for, that we thought were going to be really good ball players, big league players. And we kind of set them up to struggle in some cases, and gave them a safety net a little bit, you know, as far as a day off here or there. And those guys, but big league players figure out a way to come through it. Jackson didn't get that. And, you know, these guys with Jackson's ability get to the big league so quickly. And ultimately, it's just a matter of time before they're going to have that struggle and they're going to do it at the highest stage.
I think that that's funny that he says that sometimes, that was Mike Schilt, by the way, with Ben Woods this morning. I think it's funny that he says that you set them up to struggle a little bit because, like, it's so true. If you are in the fire and you are forced to figure it out, you're going to try anything you can to figure it out. And that's going to teach you something about yourself. Not saying that they want Jackson Merrill to struggle, but this is, when he comes out of this, this is only going to be good for him in my mind going forward.
They definitely want you to struggle. Or let's just say they would prefer that you struggle early.
Yeah.
Versus getting to the big leagues and struggling. But sometimes the timetable is such that you just are that good and you never have the opportunity to struggle. You end up beating your way into the to the big leagues before you have a chance to. And I think, I mean, listen, it, to me it's remarkable that he went this long before, I mean, we're in July. I mean, it took till a year and a half, basically, before he endured his first struggle. Maybe it comes a little bit earlier if he doesn't get hurt and he had the consistent games, but it ends up happening in July. That's crazy to me. And so I think Jackson will be fine. I don't worry about him really at all. He just has a way about him that just makes you feel comfortable that he's going to figure out how to get through this at some point.
All right. Sorry, Adam, say that one more time. All right. Okay. That is worth getting in my ear about. That was Mike Schilt with Ben Woods this morning. I'm going to revisit Mike Schilt a little bit later in the show. But since I have you here, Tony, I wanted to get your opinion on something. But first, Adrian Morihone was interviewed in the clubhouse earlier today about his All-Star selection. So here is him talking about that.
Adrian, congratulations on being named to your first All-Star game. What was your reaction to the news when you find out?
¿Qué era tu reacción cuando supiste que te dijeron que llegaste al juego de estrella?
No, primero que todo, gracias. Y no, obvio, fue una reacción. O sea, tuve muchas emociones pasando en ese momento, ya que es mi primera selección para el juego de las estrellas. Y siento que todas las cosas pues salieron bien. Ayer gané el juego y hoy pues tengo esa noticia.
Yeah, I mean, first of all, thanks so much. You know, I was very grateful, very excited to get that news, you know, when I found out. Obviously, yesterday I got the win as well, and, you know, I get that news afterwards. And so just very grateful that all things that just came out the way that it did.
How'd you find out the news?
¿Y cómo supiste? ¿Quién te dijo cuándo te dijeron?
El gerente, AJ, me lo dijo. Fucking me lo dijo.
AJ actually told me.
What was the...
That's awesome. I love these stories about how they, like, find out about these things, because I'm sure that he wasn't expecting to come in today and realize that he was going to be an all-star, but I love that. And AJ probably Preller delivering it.
He probably wasn't expecting it, but there's a piece of him that was hoping it was him. I'm sure he's having a tremendous year. That can't possibly be, like, looking at his teammates who are also having good years and be like, man. And then seeing like guys are falling off and can't do it or hurt. It's like, oh, maybe I might have a chance. And boom, get the news. Good for him, man. He deserves it. He deserves all
now,
of it.
Let's talk about the future with him real quick while you're here, because he has one more year of arbitration before hitting free agency. Do you think, I mean, how important is he, if they bring him back, are they going to have to bring him back in a different role, like a closer role, an eighth inning role, or do they bring him back and just have him
mean?
Do exactly what he's doing?
They're bringing him back. He's got another year arbitration.
No, okay, I'm saying like...
2 years from now?
2 years from now, yes.
Yeah, I don't even think we can even go down that line. A new collective bargaining agreement will be up at that point. We don't even know what it's going to look like. So, I mean... we don't know. We don't know. I think in today's day and age, you don't know. His Padres are the only thing that Adrian knows right now. But 2 years from now, after he goes through next season of ARB, which, you know, he keeps pitching like this, he's going to earn himself a nice little pay raise in ARB. We won't even know how to even couch it until we know what the CBA looks like.
That's true. I forgot about that darn CBA. Yeah, Rob Manfred and the CBA.
It's coming.
Well, it's going to be a salary cap, Tony, so Adrian Morejon's going to have to, you know, be capped. I just don't. The more I think about that whole thing, the more I think it's just not going to happen.
We better hope not, because that would mean a long, long, long work stoppage.
I mean, the owners are the only ones who really, really, really want this, right?
I'm just saying, even I don't even know that it's that cut and dry for the owners, for all of them. You know, I don't know that, and maybe the salary cap thing is, but not the revenue sharing thing is. You got teams, they want to centralize this bad boy and bring it all to the middle. You got the Dodgers and the Yankees and the Cubs. A lot of you like, huh? Why? Boston? Anyway.
All that good stuff. Yeah.
Go ahead, Sarah Scrape, take us a break. We got to go get to Manny.
Yes, we're going to head down to the dugout when we get back. Manny Machado on Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Stay with us.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.